It's our privilege today to have Macias Perez with us to preach God's Word. Last night, Deborah shared with us the history of how Macias came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, how he was working in a church just doing whatever they wanted him to do, and they asked him to come and read Scripture. And that was the beginning of God's working in his heart and God's call upon him to call him into pastoral ministry. You know, if you're serving God and you're desiring to serve God in whatever capacity, whether it's sweeping the floor or attending to dusting or doing whatever task God would have you to do, if you're doing it for the Lord, God may just have something else in store for you if you're willing to do whatever He wants you to do. And I appreciate that kind of spirit and attitude in Macias' life. They'll say more about that, I'm sure, tonight as they'll be sharing with us their ministry in Mexico. So, Deborah, I'm going to ask you to come at this time. She's going to translate for Macias today, and we look forward to what God has laid upon his heart.
Estamos muy contentos de estar aquí con ustedes.
We are very happy to be here with you.
Es lamentable que no pueda aprender su lenguaje.
It's very sorry to me that I cannot learn your language.
El pastor en el año 86.
The pastor in 86.
Él visitó nuestra tierra.
He visited our country.
Ahora comprendo cómo él se sentía en aquellos años.
And now I understand what he felt in those years.
Es algo difícil no poder comunicarse.
It's very difficult not to be able to communicate.
Pero gracias a nuestro Dios que tengo a mi esposa.
But thanks to our God, I have my wife.
Para poder interpretar la palabra de nuestro Dios.
To be able to interpret the word of our God.
Cantarle a nuestro Dios es algo precioso.
To sing to our God is very special.
Venir a ofrecerle nuestros cantos.
To be able to offer our songs.
Es motivo de agradecimiento.
Is motivate of our thanks.
Motivo de gratitud hacia su nombre.
It motivates us to grateful his own name.
Por esa salvación gratuita que nos ha otorgado a cada uno de nosotros.
For the free salvation that he has given to each one of us.
Y a él queremos darle las gracias.
And we want to give him the thanks.
Por permitirnos compartir su palabra con ustedes.
To give us the opportunity to share his word with you.
También por el pastor que nos da este privilegio.
And also for the pastor who has given us this privilege.
De poder ocupar este lugar sagrado.
To occupy this very sacred place.
Yo voy a invitarles a abrir nuestras Biblias.
I'm going to invite you to open your Bibles.
En Isaías capítulo 55.
In Isaiah 55.
Hace algunos años que ustedes nos han apoyado.
It's been now several years that you have supported us.
Simplemente por conocernos en una fotografía.
Only by knowing us by picture.
Aunque el pastor ha conocido a mi suegro.
Even though the pastor knows
algunos
my father-in-law.
Pastores por ahí.
And other pastors that know us.
Y esperando que el tiempo que nosotros estamos en este lugar.
And we hope in the time that we're here in this place.
Puedan ustedes conocernos un poco.
That you'll be able to get to know us a little.
Isaías 55.
Isaiah
55. Voy a invitar a que se ponga sobre sus pies.
I'm going to invite you to stand.
Para poder leer.
To be able to read.
Desde el verso 1 hasta el 9.
Verse 1 to verse
9. Yo sé que en ocasiones.
I know that sometimes.
En nuestro cuerpo está cansado.
Our body is tired.
Desde trabajar desde lunes hasta sábado.
From working Monday to Saturday.
Y esas bancas están muy cómodas.
And these benches are very comfortable.
Pero vamos a ahuyentar un poco el estrés, el sueño.
But let's get rid of a little bit the stress,
vamos
the tiredness.
Vamos a preparar nuestra mente.
And prepare our mind.
Nuestro corazón.
Our heart.
Y nuestro espíritu.
And our spirit.
Para recibir la palabra o el consejo de nuestro Dios.
To receive the counsel of our God.
Vamos a leer todos unidos.
Let's read together.
Verso 1 al 9.
Verse 1 to 9.
Dice así.
It says this. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and ye that have no money. Come ye, buy and meat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. here your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while ye may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Vamos a, así como están de pie,
as you are standing,
vamos a orar.
Let us pray.
Y vamos a pedirle a nuestro Dios,
and ask our God,
al Espíritu Santo,
the Holy Spirit,
que pueda hablarnos,
that he may speak to us,
y enseñarnos,
and teach us.
Vamos a orar.
Let us pray.
Queremos darte muchas gracias, Padre Eterno.
We want to give you much thanks, our dear Eternal Father.
Creador del cielo y de la tierra.
Creator of heaven and earth.
Salvador también de nuestras almas.
Savior also to our lives.
Te suplicamos que a través de Jesucristo, nuestro Salvador,
we plead to you by way of our Savior, Jesus Christ,
y también a través del Espíritu Santo,
and also by way of Spirit, the Holy Spirit,
que tu palabra pueda hablar a nuestros pensamientos,
that your word may speak to our thoughts,
a nuestro corazón,
our hearts,
y que ella pueda producir aquellas cosas que necesitamos hacer.
And it might produce the things that we need to do.
Si es necesario, nuestro Dios,
if it is needful, our God,
te rogamos que trates con nuestras vidas.
We pray that you deal with our lives.
Dejamos este tiempo,
we leave this time,
para que tú puedas enseñarnos,
that you may teach us.
Y en Cristo Jesús oramos.
In Jesus Christ we Amen. Pray. Amen.
Pueden tomar sus lugares.
You may take your seats.
Estamos viviendo un tiempo muy difícil.
We're living in a very difficult time.
Andando visitando algunos lugares.
Visiting
estuvimos aquí
places.
En Nueva Jersey.
We were in New Jersey.
Aún entrando aquí al pueblo, a la ciudad, al pueblo.
Even here, entering here, the town.
He notado que hay muchas grupos.
I've noted that there are many groups.
Liberalistas.
Liberal groups.
Y se ha caído en una cierta necesidad.
And has fallen in a certain need.
De que nosotros los que conocemos la sana doctrina.
That us who know the holy doctrine.
Debemos preservarla.
We need to preserve it.
No tenemos por qué contaminarla.
We don't have a reason to contaminate it.
Y Dios quiere que cada uno de nosotros.
And God wants that each of us.
Aprendamos.
Learn.
A seguir sus consejos.
To follow his counsel.
Yo no conozco tu vida.
I do not know your life.
Y eso es bueno.
And this is good.
Pero tú conoces tus problemas.
But you know your own problems.
Tú conoces tus necesidades.
You know your needs.
Tú conoces qué relación tienes con tu Dios.
You know what relationship you have with
tú
your God.
Tú sabes qué tan cerca andas de tu Dios.
And you know how near you are to your God.
Cuando escribió Isaías,
when Isaiah was written,
inspirado por el Espíritu Santo,
inspired by the Holy Spirit,
el pueblo de nuestro Dios estaba pasando por una etapa difícil.
The people of our God was passing for a very difficult time.
Muchos se habían apartado de nuestro Dios.
Many had gone away from our God.
Tú vienes esta mañana.
You have come this morning.
Pero yo no sé qué tan cerca estás de tu Dios.
But I don't know how close you are to your God.
Aquí en Isaías 55.
In Isaiah 55.
Habla acerca de una misericordia gratuita.
Speaks of free mercy.
Pero lo que yo quisiera que usted pensara,
but what I would like you to think,
es en esto.
Is in this.
¿Qué se le ofrece al hombre necesitado?
What is offered to a man who is in need?
¿O qué se le ofrece al hombre que necesita de nuestro Dios?
Or what is offered to the man that needs God?
Dice el primer verso.
It says in the first verse, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, And he that has no money, come ye buy and eat? Yet come buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Desde el verso 1 hasta el 5,
el
mensaje que Isaías da hacia su pueblo de nuestro Dios,
the message that Isaiah gives to God's people,
habla acerca de una satisfacción gratuita.
Speaks of free satisfaction.
A veces el hombre se siente solo,
at times a man feels lonely,
triste,
sad,
decepcionado,
deceptioned,
porque posiblemente se ha alejado de su Dios.
Because maybe he has left the side of God.
Esta satisfacción gratuita para cada persona,
this free satisfaction to each person,
solamente hay un requisito.
Only, there's only
y vamos
one
a observarlo
thing that
en
is needed,
la primer parte.
And we'll see it in the first part.
Del verso dice, a todos los sedientos.
It says to everyone that is thirsty.
¿Usted sabe lo que es un sediento?
You know what it is to be thirsty?
Hay algo que me llama mucho la atención en la Escritura.
There's something that grabs my attention in the Scriptures.
En el verso 1 y 2 nos hablan de dos cosas muy importantes.
Speaks of two things very important.
Agua,
water,
y pan.
And bread.
Voy a invitar a un hermano, el pastor,
I'm going to invite the pastor,
que me busque Juan, capítulo 7.
For John 7.
Y aquí enfrente,
and here in front,
me busque Juan capítulo 4.
Look for John 4.
Y ahorita vamos a leerlos.
And we will read them.
Es Juan 7, 37 al 39.
It's John 7.
Y Juan 37 al 39.
37 to 39.
Y Juan 4.
And John
13
4.
13 y 14.
13 and 14.
Ahorita le voy a invitar cuando lo lea.
I will invite you in just one moment.
Pero aquí en el verso 1
dice one,
a todos los sedientos.
It says to all who are thirsty.
¿Sabe que esta invitación,
you know that this invitation,
no es para todos?
Isn't for everyone.
Es solamente para aquellos que realmente quieren algo diferente para su vida.
It is only for those who really want something different for their life.
Por eso menciona la Escritura a todos los que realmente estén necesitados.
That's why it says to all of those who
dice
are really
nuestro
thirsty,
Dios, yo les invito.
God says, I invite you.
Venid a mí, dice, a las aguas.
To come to the waters.
¿Quiénes son las aguas?
Who is the waters?
Escuche lo que dice Juan 7.
Listen to what John
37
7,
al 39. Pastor, por favor.
37, 37 to 39.
Verse 37 through verse 39. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
Dice que serán en él ríos de agua viva.
It said in him are rivers of living water.
Eso significa que el
this
cristiano,
that the Christian,
el agua debe producir.
The water should be produced.
Pero escuche lo que dice Juan 4.
But listen to what John 4 says.
13 y 14.
13 and 14.
Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Gracias.
Thank you.
En Juan capítulo 4,
in John chapter 4,
Jesús se encuentra con esta mujer.
Jesus was found with this woman.
Necesitada.
Needed.
Jesús. Nuestro Señor Jesucristo se encuentra con cada uno de nosotros, muchas veces necesitados.
With each one of us,
y Él ofrece un agua que será diferente en tu vida.
A water that is different, that is needed in your life.
Pero dos cosas importantes.
But two things very important.
Agua y pan.
Water and bread.
No hay ser humano.
There's not any human
que pueda vivir
that can live
sin comer pan.
Without eating bread.
O tomar agua.
Or drinking water.
¿Alguien lo ha hecho?
Has anyone even been able to do so?
Comemos en la mañana, a mediodía ya tenemos hambre.
We eat in the morning, in the middle of the day, we're hungry again.
El agua
The water
es algo que puede satisfacer nuestra sed.
It is what satisfies our thirst.
El pan solamente bread llena nuestro estómago.
Only fills our stomach.
Que son cosas principales
Those
para el cuerpo.
Main things that the body needs.
Y nuestro Señor Jesucristo,
and our Lord Jesus Christ,
o nuestro Dios,
or our God,
es el que va a llenar nuestras vidas.
Is what will fill our lives.
Sigue diciendo ese verso 1.
It continues the same verse 1.
A los que no tienen, dice dinero.
To those that have no money,
pedirle.
Come ye, buy and eat. Ye come buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Otra vez menciona dos cosas importantes en el verso 1.
Again, there's two things important in verse 1.
Vino y leche.
Wine and milk.
Aquí, en los Estados Unidos, yo no sé si hay, porciones curativas con el vino.
Here, I don't know, in the States, are there different cures for wine that you use for physical
Pero
needs?
Pero en México,
but in Mexico,
el vino,
the wine,
no tan solo usan para emborracharse.
They don't only use to get drunk.
Lo usan también para curaciones.
They use for healing.
Cuando hay una cierta cortada,
when there is a cut,
hay mujeres que hombres, familias que tienen
There's
botes
families,
así.
Men, women that have bottles like this.
Y dentro del vino,
and inside the wine,
le agregan ciertas cosas.
They put other different
Muchas
things
veces
in the
puede
wine.
Ser manteca de puerco.
Maybe pork fat.
O algunas otras hierbas.
Or different other herbs.
Cuando hay un dolor,
and when there's pain,
se toma con un trapo.
They take a piece of cloth.
Y se empieza a untar donde está el dolor. Y eso,
and start to put on where the hurt is.
Va quitando el dolor.
And it starts getting rid of the pain.
Aquí cuando menciona vino y leche,
here when it speaks of wine and milk,
voy a interpretarlo de esta manera.
I will interpret it in this way.
No quiero que lo tome mal.
I don't want you to take it wrong.
El vino,
the wine,
trae alegría.
Brings happiness.
La leche,
and the milk,
trae nutrición.
And brings nutrition.
No hay niño que no tome leche.
There's not one child who does not drink milk.
Mayormente aquí en Estados Unidos.
Mainly here in the United States.
Yo he notado que en las mañanas pura leche.
I have noticed here in the States,
no
everyone
como,
drinks milk.
No es como en México.
It's not like it is
en México tenemos
Mexico.
La tortilla.
Mexico, we have the tortilla.
Aquí tienen mucha leche.
Here, lots of milk.
Por eso todos son altos.
That's why here everybody's tall.
Y eso es bueno.
And that's good.
Pero dice, ofrece estas cosas, agua.
But it says, offer these
pan,
things, water, bread,
vino,
wine,
y leche,
and milk.
Nutrición,
nutrition,
física.
Physical.
Pero el verso 2.
But in verse 2, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in its fatness.
Este verso 2 menciona de aquellos hombres
mentions about those men
que gastaban su dinero posiblemente en tener más
to spend their money possibly to have more
o adquirir más
or to want more.
Pero nuestro Dios les dice,
but our God tells them,
¿por qué gastáis tu dinero?
Why spend your money
en lo que no es pan?
And what is not bread.
O es tu trabajo, dicen, lo que no
or your labor, and which does not satisfy.
Siempre estamos trabajando.
We're always working.
Y eso es bueno.
That's good.
Siempre recibimos dinero.
We always receive money.
Eso es bueno.
And that's good.
Pero lo más importante
But
es
the most important thing
nuestra relación
is our relationship
con nuestro Dios.
With our God.
El mismo verso 2, la última parte,
verse 2 and the last parts,
habla acerca de la grosura.
Speaks of the fatness.
Dice, comed el bien.
It says, and eat good.
Y se deleitará vuestra alma con grosura.
And your soul delights itself in fatness.
Pero, ¿qué es la grosura?
But what is the fatness?
Nosotros conocemos la grosura.
We know the fatness as
es como aquella que se pone en el asador.
What is put on the grill?
Una costilla de res.
A piece of beef.
Y que se está calentando.
And it's heating.
Y escurriendo.
And the fat's
y eso
dripping.
Que escurre.
And that which is dripping
eleva un aroma.
arises a certain smell
que usted puede oler.
That you can smell.
Y dice, qué rica carne.
And you say, how wonderful meat.
La grosura.
The fatness.
¿Sabe que la grosura de nuestra alma?
You know the fatness of our life.
Es algo que nuestro Dios puede percibir y oler.
Of our soul is what God is able to perceive and smell.
¿Cuánto le amamos?
How much do we love him?
¿Cuánto le obedecemos?
How much do we obey him?
¿Qué tan cerca estamos de él?
How close are we to him?
¿Usted recuerda de Enoch?
Do you remember Enoch?
¿Usted recuerda cómo vivía Enoch?
You remember how he
Dice
lived?
Dice que él vivía.
He says he lived.
Cerca.
Close.
De su Dios.
To his God.
¿O recordamos al discípulo? ¿Quién era el discípulo amado?
Do you remember the disciple, the beloved disciple?
¿No era Juan?
Was it not John?
El que
John
se recostó en el pecho de Jesús.
That laid on Jesus' chest.
Podía percibir.
He could perceive.
Habla acerca de la grosura.
Speaking of the fatness.
Y es lo que nuestro Dios muchas veces percibe.
And that is what Jesus Christ
nuestro
perceives.
Nuestro aroma espiritual.
Our spiritual smell.
Verso 3.
Verse 3. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David.
Al hombre necesitado se le ofrecen estas cosas.
A needy man is offered these things.
Yo no sé si tú estás necesitado.
I don't know if you are needful.
Pero dice Isaías.
But Isaiah says.
Es necesario levantarse y venir.
It is necessary that you raise up and come.
Nosotros nunca tenemos la costumbre en nuestra iglesia.
We have never had the custom in our church.
De invitar a la gente a pasar al frente, a hincarse.
To have people come forward to bow in a church.
Porque lo que debemos doblegar.
Because what we need to double.
También.
Also.
En nuestro corazón.
Is our heart.
En nuestro orgullo.
In our pride.
Venir hasta el altar y doblegarse.
To come to the altar and kneel down
de una entrega,
speaks of a complete giving over,
doblegar nuestro orgullo,
to double our pride,
y venir a nuestro Dios,
and to come to our God.
Doblamos nuestra rodilla y le decimos, Señor,
we double our knee,
perdóname por
and
lo
says,
que yo soy.
Forgive me for what I have been.
Pero dice el verso 3,
but it says in verse 3,
inclina diste vuestro oído
incline
y venid
your ear
a mí.
And come unto me.
Hay un pasaje que me viene a la mente.
There's a passage that comes to my mind.
Allá en Mateo capítulo 11.
In Matthew 11.
Cuando dice Jesús.
When Jesus says.
Venid a mí.
Come unto me.
Todos los que estáis trabajados y cargados.
All who are weary and heavy labored.
Que yo, dice, os haré descansar.
And I will give you rest.
Juan 11, 28.
John 11, 25.
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que viniste a Jesús?
When was the last time that you came to Jesus?
¿Todavía no te cansas de llevar la vida que llevas?
Are you not yet tired of carrying the life that you are carrying?
¿Ya no puedes con tus problemas?
You can't take your own problems.
¿Ya no puedes con tus necesidades?
You can't take your own needs.
¿Ya no puedes con tu hogar?
You can't take your own home.
¿Por qué no vienes a él?
Why not come to him?
¿Acaso te sientes tímido?
Is it that you feel timid?
Si él promete darte descanso,
if he has promised to give you rest,
él lo hará.
He will do so.
Dice el mismo verso 3.
It says in verse 3.
Habla acerca de una promesa.
It speaks of a promise.
Y la promesa es, dice, y vivirá vuestra alma.
Y the promise is, your soul shall live.
Y luego dice, y haré con vosotros pacto eterno.
And then it says, I will make an everlasting covenant with you.
Habla acerca de la salvación.
Speaking of salvation.
En nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
In our Lord Jesus Christ.
¿Ya le conociste?
Have you come to know him?
Me dice, pues, ¿quién es él?
And you say, well, who is he?
Él es el que murió en la cruz del Calvario.
It is he who died on the cross of Calvary.
Por los pecadores.
For sinners.
No una religión.
Not a religion.
No una tradición.
Not a tradition.
No un pastor.
Not a pastor.
Solamente Jesucristo.
Only
y el
Jesus
verso
Christ.
4 y 5.
In verse 4 and verse 5.
Habla acerca de esa promesa.
Speaks of this promise. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee.
El verso 6.
In verse 6.
Yo voy a invitar a leer todos unidos.
I will ask you all to read together. Seek ye the Lord while ye may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
Cuando yo leo este pasaje.
When I read this passage.
Puedo comprender.
I can understand.
Que mi Dios me espera a mí.
That God is waiting for me.
Sabe que al hombre necesitado.
You know that a needy man.
Al hombre que realmente anda buscando algo diferente para su vida.
A man that is really looking for something different for his life.
Se le invita.
Invites him.
Que busque.
That they look to him.
Allá en Lucas 11.
In Luke 11.
Dice que todo el que pide.
It says all that ask.
Recibe.
Receives.
Y todo el que busca, dice.
And everybody that looks.
Allá.
Shall find.
Dice, buscad a Jehová mientras puede ser hallado.
It says, seek ye the Lord while ye may be found.
Mientras tengamos esa oportunidad.
While we have this opportunity.
Mientras no nos hemos alejado más de él.
While we have not driven farther away from
todavía
him.
Todavía tenemos esa oportunidad de buscarle.
We still have the opportunity to find him.
Porque si no le buscamos.
Because if we do not find him.
Estaremos solos.
We will be lonely.
A la merced del enemigo.
In the mercy
como,
of the enemy.
Como lo menciona Pedro.
As Peter has said.
Pero dice, buscad a Jehová mientras puede ser hallado, llamarle entre tanto que está cercano.
But it says, seek ye Lord while may he be found, call ye upon him while he is near.
El verso 7.
In verse 7.
Hay un gran requisito.
There is
miren lo que menciona.
Big, what is needed here in verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Dice el verso 7.
It says in verse 7.
Deje el impío su camino.
Let the wicked forsake his way.
Y hablando acerca del impío.
And speaking of the wicked.
No hay persona que sea perfecta.
There is not one person who is perfect.
O aquí hay uno que sea perfecto.
Or is there someone here that is perfect?
Romanos dice que no hay ni siquiera, dice, uno.
Romans said there is not even one.
El único perfecto fue nuestro Señor Jesús.
The only perfect is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Y luego dice el hombre inocuo sus pensamientos.
And then it says the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Impío. Para nosotros tiene una interpretación diferente.
For us has a different interpretation.
Pero el inocuo.
But the unrighteous.
Para nosotros.
For us.
Tiene una palabra más fuerte.
Is a stronger word.
En otras palabras pudiésemos leer de esta manera.
In other word we could read it in this way.
El hombre malvado.
The wicked man.
Y luego dice y vuélvase a Jehová.
And it says. He translates the evil man and let him return unto the Lord.
A ese hombre que tiene malos pensamientos.
This man that has bad thoughts.
A ese hombre que es malo.
This man that is bad.
Se le recomienda en el verso 7.
It is recommended to him in verse 7.
Que se vuelva a Jehová.
That he return to the Lord.
Cuando nuestro Dios estaba hablando a su pueblo.
When our Lord was speaking to his people.
El pueblo de nuestro Dios se había desviado de la verdad.
The people of God had gone away from the truth.
Y usted puede leer ahí en casa el primer capítulo de Isaías.
And you can read it in the first chapter of Isaiah when you're at home.
Dios no quería que vivieran de esa manera.
God did not want them to live in
Dios
this way.
Dios quería que ellos cambiaran su manera de ser.
God wanted them to live and to change the way of being.
Y solamente lo iban a hacer volviendo otra vez a su camino.
And they were only going to do it by returning to back to God.
Y sigue diciendo ese mismo verso 7.
And it says in verse 7.
El cual tendrá, dice, de él misericordia.
That says, and he will have mercy.
Cuando yo todavía era joven.
When I was still a young boy.
Soy joven, pero no tan joven.
I'm still young, but not so young.
Recuerdo que llegó una etapa.
I remember that I got to a certain stage.
Difícil para mí.
Very difficult for me.
Cuando el mundo.
When the world.
El diablo.
And the devil
querían arrastrarme.
Wanted to pull me.
Pero algo sucedió.
But something happened.
Dios llegó a mi vida.
God arrived to my life.
Y él me dijo,
and he told me,
tienes que ser diferente.
You have to be different.
Yo estaba cansado.
I was tired.
De andar arriba.
To go up.
Abajo.
And down.
Arriba.
Up.
Abajo.
And down.
Todo el tiempo así. Me había
all
cansado.
The time.
Era joven.
I was tired of it. I was a young man.
Hasta que Dios realmente teenager, tomó posesión de mi vida.
Until God took possession of my life.
Y fue una de las decisiones más grandes que tuvimos.
And one of the greatest decisions that I had.
Porque Él tuvo misericordia de nosotros.
Because He had mercy over us.
¿Cuántas cosas Dios no nos ha perdonado?
How many things has God not forgiven us?
Muchas.
Many.
Y luego dice, y al Dios nuestro, el cual será amplio en perdonar.
And then it says, our God that is very abundantly to forgive.
Este perdón.
This forgiveness
es algo que no podemos explicar.
Is something we cannot explain.
Pero que lo podemos encontrar en él.
But we can find in Him.
Voy a invitar a que te pongas de pie.
I'm going to ask you to stand.
No he terminado.
I have not finished.
Solamente yo quisiera que tú hicieras una reflexión.
I only want you to have a certain reflection.
¿Qué necesitas en tu vida?
What do you need in your life?
Agua espiritual.
Spiritual water.
Pan.
Bread.
Dice Jesús.
Jesus says.
Yo soy el pan de vida.
I am the bread of life.
¿Por qué no tomas de él?
Why do not you take it?
¿Por qué no inclinas?
Why do not you
tu
incline
oído, tu corazón,
your ear, your heart,
a nuestro Dios,
to our God?
Y le puedes decir,
and you're able to say,
bueno, Señor,
well, Lord,
yo he andado muy lejos de ti.
I've been very far from you.
Ya no quiero vivir de esa manera.
I do not want to live this way.
Y dice el verso 7.
And verse 7 says,
que él tendrá compasión de ti.
That he will have mercy upon you, compassion.
Pueden tomar su lugar.
You may sit down.
Cada uno de nosotros.
Every one of us.
Batallamos en diferentes áreas de nuestras vidas.
We battle with different areas in our life.
Y a veces no queremos contarlas a algún amigo o alguna amiga.
And many times we don't want to tell either a friend.
Pero contarlas a nuestro Dios.
But to tell them to our God.
Es lo mejor que nosotros podemos
is
hacer.
Is the best that we can do.
Sabe porque Él conoce nuestros
you know
pensamientos.
Why? Because He knows your thoughts.
Conoce nuestras vidas.
He knows your life.
Dice el verso 8.
And in verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord.
Una de las cosas que nuestro Dios no aprueba.
One thing that the Lord does not approve.
Es el pecado.
Is sin.
Esas son malas noticias.
That's bad news.
En la mañana estuvo enseñando.
This morning he was teaching this morning.
Hablando un poco.
Speaking a little of.
Allá en Corintios.
In Corinthians.
Cuando dice que nuestro cuerpo es templo del Espíritu.
That says our body is temple of the Holy Spirit.
A nuestro Dios.
It belongs to our God.
Hablando ya en la iglesia en Valles.
Speaking in our church in Valles.
Ahí comentando con ellos.
Speaking
yo
to the brethren.
Digo,
I tell them.
Hay dos cosas que el hombre tiene.
There's two things that a man has.
Nosotros conocemos como libre albedrío.
We call it as.
Libre albedrío.
Where you have freedom. It's a Mexican
no sé si
term.
Conoce usted la palabra albedrío.
I don't know if you know what albedría. Someone said, help me with the translation. It's a freedom that one takes.
El albedrío que Dios nos da, la libertad que Dios nos da.
It's a freedom that God gives us.
Yo le digo a la congregación.
I tell the congregation.
Aquí en esta parte, cuando no conocemos de nuestro Dios.
Here in this way, on this side, when we still do not know our God.
Tenemos albedrío.
We have this certain freedom.
La libertad de hacer lo que uno quiere.
The liberty to do what you want to do.
Pero una vez viniendo a conocer a Cristo como
but
Salvador.
But once you come to know Christ as your personal Savior.
Ya no tenemos albedrío.
We don't have that same kind of liberty.
La libertad ya no es de nosotros.
The liberty isn't in us.
La libertad le pertenece a nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
The liberty belongs to Jesus Christ.
Y el verso 8.
In verse 8.
Nos habla acerca de que nuestros pensamientos no son los mismos de nuestro Dios.
Says, for my thoughts are not the same thoughts of our God.
Verso 9.
Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
los pensamientos y caminos de nuestro Dios,
the thoughts and ways of our Lord,
son santos,
are holy.
Entonamos el canto 2.
We sang the hymn number 2.
Tres veces santo.
3 times holy.
Yo tengo un pensamiento de ese canto.
I have my own thought of this song.
Muchos mencionan que habla acerca de la Trinidad, santo,
many
santo, santo.
That is of the Trinity.
Y está bien.
And so that's good.
Para mí.
For me.
Mi Dios.
My God.
Es tres veces santo.
Is 3 times holy.
Eso quiere decir que si yo voy a ir por el camino de mi Dios,
that means to say if I'm going to follow God's ways,
mis pensamientos y mis caminos,
my thoughts and my ways,
deben ser diferentes.
Need to be different.
Desde hoy.
From today.
El verso 10 y 11.
Verse 10 and 11. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Hace una comparación.
It makes a comparison
sobre la lluvia que desciende sobre esta tierra.
The water that comes down
esa
on the earth.
Lluvia que Dios hace caer,
this water that God allows to fall
es gratuita.
Is free.
No, no la cobra.
It's not but.
Y hace producir.
And it allows to produce.
Dice la palabra de nuestro Dios.
The word of God.
Es exactamente en la vida de un cristiano.
And that's the same in the Christian life.
Debe producir.
It should produce.
Yo quisiera concluir.
I want to end.
¿Te encuentras necesitado?
Are you found today as a needy?
O puedes decir, ay, más o menos.
Or you can say, oh, a little.
No, yo estoy bien.
I'm good.
Bueno, pues estás bien.
If you're good.
Aún te hace falta algo más.
We still need a little more.
Yo quisiera invitarte.
I would like to invite you.
A que tú vengas a esas aguas.
Did you come to these waters?
Si tú realmente te encuentras sediento.
If you really are thirsty.
¿Sabe que estar sediento?
You know to be thirsty.
Comprarías agua a cualquier precio.
You can buy a water at any price.
¿Sabe cuando nosotros estamos sedientos de esto?
But when we are thirsty of this.
O la oración.
Prayer.
La buscamos.
We look for it.
No la abandonamos.
We don't abandon it.
Dijo allí en Juan capítulo 15.
It says in John 15.
Jesús dijo.
Jesus said.
Separados de mí, dice.
Separated from me.
Nada podemos hacer.
We are able to do nothing.
Se nos invita a que busquemos a nuestro Dios.
Invite us to look to our God.
Pero esto es algo que yo no puedo obligarte.
But that is something I cannot obligate you to do.
El pastor tampoco.
Or the pastor.
Es una determinación propia.
It's our own determination.
Yo solamente quisiera invitarte.
Only want to invite you.
No lo dejes para mañana.
Don't leave it till tomorrow.
Lo que hoy puedes hacer.
What today you're able to do.
Arregla tu vida con Dios.
Fix your life before God.
Y si ya está arreglada con Dios.
And if it is fixed with God.
Afírmala más. No te separes de él.
Maintain firm. Do not separate from him.
Yo voy a invitar a que incline su frente.
I will ask you to close by your heads.
Invitar al pastor que
and
pueda
invite the pastor
terminar con una oración.
To close in prayer.
There has been a theme this morning that's gone through the Sunday school hour, the call to worship, and the message today, and that's the mercy of the Lord. I believe that God is speaking to hearts this morning. There's a need that's there. And I pray that God will work in your heart to bring you to the place where you understand and know that you need to call upon Him while He may be found. Now that's a very strong statement from the Bible. You may think, well, I'll do it tomorrow, but He may not be found then. And so you need to call upon Him today. Precious Father in heaven, we thank You for the Word of God that's been shared to our hearts today. Lord, this passage of Scripture in Isaiah is very clear. Come ye that are thirsty, those that are hungry, and the Lord Jesus Christ can meet that need. spiritual hunger and spiritual thirst that only the Lord Jesus Christ can meet. Lord, evidently you have joined together these messages today for a purpose. Someone here, or maybe there's more than one, that need thy mercy, they need to call upon it before it's too late and it's gone. We thank you for your mercy that bestows pity upon those who cannot help themselves. We thank you for the grace that you've manifested through your Son, Jesus Christ, who reaches down to us even to this very hour with his righteousness, the currency of heaven, and offers it to us. I pray that if there be one here without the Savior, that today would be the day, that they would cast aside their religion, cast aside whatever they're trusting in, and that they might call upon thy mercy that is full and free. We pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit would work in hearts, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.